Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. With me, Feifei.
And me, Roy. Feifei, you look really angry. What's wrong?
Well, Roy, I can't find anything in the office. Things have been moved and stuff has just been thrown into drawers willy-nilly.
Willy and nilly? Who are these people? And why are they throwing stuff in drawers?
No, Roy, I said willy-nilly. Willy-nilly is an informal expression which means randomly or without order. Someone has made a terrible mess in the office.
I understand. It was Rob. He organised the office willy-nilly and you know what he's like. Just throwing things in drawers willy-nilly, putting things everywhere willy-nilly, making a mess willy-nilly.
Roy, I think you're overusing the expression. You can't just say it willy-nilly.
Very good. I see what you did there. Impressive use of the expression.
Well, if you're impressed by that, wait till you hear another use of willy-nilly.
I'm not sure that's art. It looks like you've just thrown colours on the canvas willy-nilly.
You can't just come into the office willy-nilly. We have a set start time.
In the morning, I just put on any old clothes willy-nilly.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're hearing about the expression willy-nilly. We can use it to mean something has been done without order or randomly.
So I guess you can't just use the expression in a sentence willy-nilly.
Exactly. By the way, Roy, I saw you were arranging another office Olympics. I'm sorry, I can't just attend your silly games willy-nilly as I have to work.
But if you can't attend them willy-nilly, perhaps you could plan for a time when you don't have work.
Even if I didn't have to work, I wouldn't take part.
Why not?
Because those games are stupid. Bye.
Bye.